Welcome to It's Your Business on Kello News Talk 1320 107.9 FM, the show that shines a bright spotlight on local businesses and business owners. You'll gain insight and tips, as well as important information you can apply to your business as well. And now, here's your conductor, the maestro of It's Your Business, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business, show 1552 in our original It's Your Business series. Lots to talk about on this Friday in two solid hours. We're actually going to give away four SDSU tickets in our next hour. And oh yes, a guy that is in the final four to be Mr. Pig in the USA, who's from South Dakota, is going to talk to us. A guy named Greenway. Believe it or not, Brad's going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Well, let's see. Jody Schwann, the rest of the story. We started with the architecture school offering a model for others. Jody, did you get any reaction?
Wow, talk about a week of all things SDSU, Bill. I probably should claim to have planned that. I really didn't. But, hey, it worked out great. Because, yes, we got some terrific reaction to that inside story of how the School of Architecture came to be out at South Dakota State. What an exciting week for all of them out there, of course, as they opened up the new stadium. But it's been an exciting few years for those in the architecture industry that helped pull this school together. And we think it serves as an interesting model maybe for other industries, particularly those looking for skilled workers or certain types of professional workers that are anticipating a shortage. That's what happened locally in Sioux Falls with the many longtime architecture firms here. So they came together. They got some terrific support, including a generous donation from our friend Jerry Lohr, SDSU graduate. The firms also contributed over a decade to put this school together. It's hard for colleges to make money on a program like architecture, but for the businesses, this is invaluable, and they're starting to see the benefits. So we saw the first graduating class from that new School of Architecture come out this May. They're starting to find jobs locally, which is what everybody was hoping would happen, and also are finding internship opportunities here in Sioux Falls while they're still in school. So, as always, if you missed that story, it is still online, and we are at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
Now, I was surprised to find out in the last week that there are 150 architects in South Dakota, but 75 of those are from outside South Dakota. Does that surprise you?
That they are moving in? Not really, because up until now, remember, we didn't have a School of Architecture in the state. So if you were a new grad and you were looking for opportunities, you were probably coming in from outside of South Dakota. And of course, that made it all the more challenging, because we've talked about, you know, it's maybe not the easiest thing to convince someone to come look at this community or consider moving here if they don't have a personal connection or haven't had their own experience here. So that was a key driver in why they put this school together. Let's get them to South Dakota when they're 18, 19 years old, as opposed to maybe when they're 22, 23 and starting to maybe feel more established somewhere else.
They leave a footprint on what we see for a long time, so I'm glad to have them involved more and more.
Right, and you know, you want talented people in that industry. Design's important, particularly when we look at both the downtown, the core area, and some of the revitalization efforts being done there. It's not easy, so you need people with a lot of skill to make those projects happen, and then you want the newly developing areas of town, obviously, to be really nicely designed as well, so it's a good, good win, I think, for a lot of people.
When I asked you Monday if there is any breaking news, you dropped a good one on us. Another airline going to Phoenix nonstop. Do you have that kind of news this morning?
No, I'm staying closer to home this weekend. A lot of good events happening around town, including the fall downtown loft tour. You know, this was so popular that they started doing two a year. Typically, it was just in the spring. And just yesterday, I got a chance to walk through one of the projects under construction. It's called Jones 421 up there about 6th and Phillips. And it's really coming along, Bill. You know, it's one thing to see. We talk about architecture, right? Jeff Hazard, Sheila Hazard are the developers behind this project. And Jeff, of course, leads Koch Hazard Architects. So you look at these really pretty images on paper, but until you see that building going up, sometimes it's hard to grasp the scale of what they're trying to do. You can certainly do that now. They are pretty well under construction. I walked through the second and the third floors, terrific views from that mixed-use project. They've also sold 20 out of 31 condos. So, again, nice endorsement that people want to be owning real estate and living downtown. You can also find a gallery of my tour online. Again, the website is siouxfallsbusinessjournal.com. But really, if you're around town, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Check it out for yourself. That downtown loft tour runs from 10 until 4. Cost is only $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And I said a lot was going on downtown. Sidewalk Arts, again, more than 50 years in the community, just an amazing event. So you can actually buy your tickets at the downtown Sioux Falls booth at Sidewalk Arts and then go right along to the loft tour.
Lots of things this weekend. Jody Schwann, you have a great weekend. Enjoy Sioux Falls.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Jesse Smith, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, each week shares a scam, a sham, a shame on your scheme type thing that we need to be aware of. And you're going to pick on somebody named Craig this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I am. Because it seems like Craigslist is a great place where there are a lot of scammers that just lay there waiting for the next thing to be posted or offering something. So I think it's good because I've heard of three things this week. So early this week, we saw in the police briefing that Officer Clemens talked about an assault that happened in a potential Craigslist exchange. A young man was looking to buy a phone that he saw on Craigslist. He was supposed to meet these people in one place and then another place, and they ended up assaulting him, didn't get his money, and he obviously didn't get a phone. That's not that unheard of. So what the Sioux Falls Police Department has done is they are encouraging you to make those exchanges in the parking lot of the police department. So you can go there, you can, really at your convenience, go to a safe place. The police department's a great one where there's a lot of people. I mean, this sounded like they were behind a business. And so that all those things should be a red flag. There's some tragic stories of people that have lost their life because they were not in a safe place making a Craigslist exchange. So that would be my first one.
You have
second,
more than
I
one.
I have multiple
oh
ones.
A
couple called me this week and they were looking to rent a vacation home. And so they found this vacation rental on Craigslist, and so they filled out the application, and this rental application asked for their Social Security numbers. That should have been a red flag. They never should have given those. But come to find out how they figured this out, I don't recall before they exchanged money, but it was the typical Facebook scam of where they copy a place's property that's for sale and put it online as, it in this case, for rent. We often see that. We've seen it here in Sioux Falls as well. So whether it's a vacation rental or a permanent rental, what happens is they collect from you a significant deposit. So for rentals, they'll typically collect a first and last month's rent or a first rent and a security deposit. And you go to the house. Yep, we'll meet you there. You know, we'll go walk through the house with you and do a key exchange. They get to the house. The for sale sign's there. They're out their money. There are no keys. So that happened early on this year, and it's just one of those ongoing things. And then I got a letter in the mail this week from a local gentleman who was advertising a bike for sale on Craigslist. And it's typical. Somebody calls him from out of town. They're going to offer him more money than the bike is worth. Long story, they send you this check. You deposit it in your account. They tell you it's for the shipping and all this stuff. Well, the money's no good. Oftentimes, you're out the bike or the product that you're selling and the money. So just be very, very, very wary when you're buying and selling on Craigslist. Do business with local people. Don't rent properties off of Craigslist. There's lots of great rental agencies in Sioux Falls. Don't rent, take a vacation rental off of Craigslist. There's, you know, VRBO. There's Airbnb. There are legitimate places to find good rentals out there for vacation or for, you know, a permanent location. So don't get caught up in any of that.
Not going to ask you by brand name, but I'm going to ask you a question. Big story yesterday involving a bank nationwide.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And accounts that were being set up, and not done so with the best interest of the customer in mind. Did Sioux Falls hear anything about that?
You know, I haven't heard anything about that. I happen to be a customer of that bank, and we can, you know, the name is out there. They do a lot of good in our community, and they do a lot of good in a lot of communities. It sounds, though, as this, though, was a systemic issue throughout their organization. 5,300 people, I think, lost their jobs. Rightfully so. They obviously have some spiff involved for getting people to sign up for cards and open new accounts. That's not that uncommon in the banking industry. But really, they're stinging this morning, and their shareholders are going to be stinging because they paid a significant fine, $185 million. That's no...
I would always ask, regardless of what business it is, if there are people out there and they have questions about how it was done, if they're involved, they should call Jesse, the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, absolutely. And how these started is that they would make very small withdrawals out of your account to open another account. So that we tell people all the time, reconcile your bank statements on a regular basis. Even if you don't have time to reconcile, go online and make sure that all the withdrawals out of your checking account are from you, or all the charges on your credit card account are from you, because you only have 60 days to dispute a charge on your credit card, and from the time the charge is made. So let's say you're traveling and you have it automatically set up to pay. I mean, 60 days is gone like that. So we would just caution you that, you know, I know people don't always like to bank online. You don't even have to do any transactions online, but just go online and look and make sure that all those things are really yours and are legitimate. We're going to talk one of these next few weeks about why a credit card is a better vehicle to use for a transaction than a debit card is, and we'll go into all of that then.
All right. She's Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. If people want to call or contact you, how
yes,
do you do it?
Please give us a call at 271-2066 or bbbinc.org. And can I do one little plug?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm going to. So we are planning Sleep Out 2.0 for Dudley Hospitality House. So we'll talk about
What's the date of that?
October 13th. I believe it's a Thursday evening. And we're going to do it at the Bishop Dudley House. We have lots of great local faces that you would recognize that will be sleeping out for us to raise awareness about hunger and homelessness in Sioux Falls.
Jesse Schmidt, we took care of Craig and various other things this morning. Good job. When we come back, we're going to talk golf. Mr. Hospitality's here, but Mr. Golf, he may take a bogey. He's not here yet. Well, a week ago, we were out at Willow Run. Well, some of us were. Some of us were back at the store. No.
Some of us were on vacation.
Shooting your own artwork?
Yes, letting all the rest of my fine staff, including last week, Mr. Durheim, which...
Happy to help.
I heard he did an incredible job with our sale.
Anything I can do to help Mr. Osted make money, I'm in 100%. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah. It was good. He's very helpful. So,
and for those of you in the our listeners that don't know, this guy sitting to my left is a remarkable photographer.
Well, thank you.
And,
appreciate that.
I mean, really world class stuff. So, Dave, congrats on that hobby of yours.
It's a fun little hobby. I was out in the arches of Utah, and I'm at 5 a.m. I was out waiting for the sun to come up, and the sun hits these arches, and I got these great pictures. And it's just, you know, it keeps me out of the pool holes. It's good. It keeps me out of trouble. So it's a nice little hobby to do. And when I retire, when I'm as old as Randy is, and I retire and I have nothing else to do, it'll be a fun little thing to fall back on, you know?
Now, I have to tell you, your son is one up on you. He has now been an on-course commentator.
I heard that.
In the Symetra Tour, an LPGA tour, sanctioned tour for pay. Is there anything we can do to let you catch up soon?
I don't know. He wants me to call him Faraday around the office now, and it's just a little much. He wears this backpack that's kind of a little power pack with a microphone deal and on it.
Getting the whisper in?
Yeah, he's talking around. I don't even know what you said. What'd you say?
Well, she's got a 7-foot putt and it breaks to the left. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're saying.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm sorry I missed it, but it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
What was good was that we had Randy and Ryan on, and they were, I think, number 7 hole?
7 and 4.
Okay, and what did you find on 7?
Well, 7 had a pin placement that was down front, and anyone that's played Willow Run knows that if you're above that hole, it is, you know, it's hard. And
you didn't go to the girls and say, hey, don't put it up.
Well, we saw some 3-putts, but we also saw some remarkable up and downs. I mean, the skill level of that Symetra Tour is remarkable, and I know these are a step below the LPGA, but if what we saw last week is indicative of what the LPGA skill level is. I mean, golf's a good hand.
They're a shot off. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's off. 1 putt, 1.5, 2 putts off, and they'd be on the LPGA. I mean, yeah. It's that close. So it's a lot of really, really good golfers out there who want to play on the tour.
Randy and Ryan were so good that we had Jason Sudengay with us, and I said, what'd you do to trick up these greens? And we mentioned 7, we mentioned 4, and he said, this is what we've done. It was like, oh, I got a true confession.
You nailed him. Oh, wow. Well, it was like a 60 minutes expose right there.
The crew at Willow Run did a really remarkable job, because one of the things about that golf course is it gets played a lot. I mean, everybody's going to acknowledge that
record number,
a lot of corporate outings, a lot of regular play, but hats off to the superintendent and his crew for a great-looking golf course last week.
Yeah, well, great event. Nelly Cort is a name that you're going to hear a lot. Obviously, her sister's on the tour right now. It's a great for Great Life to have somebody like that, because she's going to be a future star, and it's awesome for Sioux Falls to be able to have people to be able to watch a tournament like that and watch that caliber of golfer. And for the first time ever, we've got a Symetra Tour that just happened, and in 2 weeks you can drive 3.5 hours. You can go up and watch the PGA Pros at the Ryder Cup, which I'm pumped. I'm going to be there on Friday.
Is it next week?
It's 2 weeks from now.
You're sure?
It's almost three weeks, isn't it?
It's actually 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
So they are finishing the FedEx.
Is that right? Or am I three weeks off?
I think you're a week off.
I might be a week off.
Here's what I was
told. It's the end of the month.
You're right.
They're down to their final 70 right now. Yep. They go to 30. They take a week off for Ryder Cup, which would be next week. Or 2 weeks, and then they will finish at the end of the month.
Well, regardless, the Ryder Cup
You're going to be there.
I will be there.
He may be there a week early.
I'll be going, there's not a lot of action going on here. What is happening? But I played the course about 2 months ago, and they already had all of the corporate venues up. They had all of this. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. And, of course, it's a big deal because the U.S. has folded the last couple times, and we need to win. We need to win this thing. But it has allowed people to get a lot more interest in this event. So it's in a suburb of Minneapolis. It's in at Hazeltine, which has had PGA Championships, U.S. Open. Our man Rich Beam won over there, beat Tiger a number of years ago. But it's going to be a great, great event, and the U.S. needs to win.
Regardless of which week it is, I expect you to talk to us on the air.
That'd be cool. I have to check to see what cell phone policy is. But
well, they've only got a few golfers out there. You ought to be able to find a quiet place.
I should be able to do that.
You have some experience with cell phones.
I do, actually. I got kicked out of Augusta doing
it. You should add Ryder Cup to your list.
He's back.
How many tournaments have I been kicked out for doing an online interview on?
They probably have a picture of you somewhere in a security tent somewhere.
Taking the deal out. But no, it's cool. You don't get that kind of caliber golfer in the Midwest, and we're having a Symetra Tour, and then we're going to have the PGA Pros here all within a month. I mean, that's cool.
It is amazing. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Back in the business.
He's back.
After Ryder Cup.
I saw a picture of Tiger on a jet ski, and it's like a James Bond deal, and Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger is going to play in the Safeway Open, which is in the middle of October. Smart move, I think, because normally no one watches, no one cares. It's the middle of the football season, and he doesn't really know what he's going to do, but he's announced that he's going to have a limited schedule. He's going to play next year. He's ready to go. This is the first event for the first event for 2017. So it'll be out there fairly quiet, but a lot of people will watch.
One of the things I would comment, because that's the golf course I played when I had my little California trip.
Of course you did.
Silverado.
He's James Bond.
Yes,
he is.
A quick question for
Dave. Did you ever find your green ball?
There were left a lot of green balls out there. A quick question for Dave, though. What kind of pressure will be on Tiger?
Incredible.
Since he's a Nike player. There's going to be pressure for him to perform, but since he's a Nike Tour player, what do you see him doing for equipment?
For those who don't know, what Randy's talking about is that Nike announced they are the number one sporting goods company in the world. And about a month ago, they said, we're no longer going to make golf clubs. We're not going to do it at all. We're only going to sell golf apparel, and we're only going to sell shoes. So I have had probably 1,000 people come to me going, is your sport dying? What's happening? And so Tiger has an entire living room full of golf clubs. He's going to have a new manufacturer. He's going to probably play Nike, I'm guessing, because he hasn't made any deal yet. But Nike will get out of the golf clubs. So if you have Nike clubs, they will be collector's items. And I don't think it's going to be a big deal for Tiger. And frankly, it was not a surprise to us in the industry. Nike does a great job with apparel. I'm wearing Nike footwear right now. They have never made good golf clubs. I'm just saying. Did I say that on the air? Was that my internal
monologue?
That was you. Was that me?
That was you.
Was that on the air?
Yeah,
they stunk.
Ryan told you how to do that?
They were bad. Anyway, it was probably good for golf if they got out of it, honestly. It was his good. But, hey, come to Austed's this fall. We got great sweaters, warm suits, pullovers, all that stuff that you can continue to play. It is the best time to play.
Fall golf is great.
Absolutely.
Tom Walsh wanted to join us this half hour. Couldn't. He will sneak in at 10:15. We're going to ask him why that trophy that they gave to Korda.
Yep.
Looks just like the one I got in a pawn shop in Amarillo, Texas.
Did you sell him
Ryan Palmer?
Did you sell him your trophy?
I'll never tell. Ron Nelson is in the bullpen. We'll be talking with him about business workforce and a new business that they have brought that is actually launching, building a new workforce. You want to listen for that. But let's check with Paul right now at UPS. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Been wanting to ask you this question for the longest time. How do you spell UPS?
Just UPS, three letters.
There you go. I've been wanting to do that to either you or Rebecca, and it was one of those mornings, and you're looking like, huh?
What?
Well, now that you passed the first test,
okay.
What should we know about UPS? What have you done in the last week or two?
Well, we've been doing a lot of shipping, and... you know, tomorrow's that Downtown Summer Arts Festival. If someone finds some treasure that they think would make a great gift, we'd be glad to ship it to them anywhere. We can ship it anywhere in the world. And I always enjoy going to the Downtown Arts Festival. It sounds like the weather will be nice. So find something for someone and ship it out.
And you have two locations now and a third one expected soon.
That's true. I'm located at 2522 West 41st Street, across the street from Best Buy. You can find Rebecca and her associates at 2601 South Minnesota between 33rd and 34th Street. And our new store is at 55th and Louise at 4800 South Louise. And the latest I've heard, we've got some of the fixturing coming the week of September 19th, so that will be opening soon.
I had to laugh yesterday going up Minnesota. I was just north of 6th and Minnesota, and it says, check out our two UPS locations. Are you going to put a little banner across it that says, we now have three?
Yeah, we certainly will. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of advertising on the billboards, and actually we get a lot of people that have mentioned that they have noticed all of the billboards in town, as well as this radio spot, so that's good.
Well, you guys do good work. For those that don't know, you do lots of things. And we always talk about mailboxes and also some of the special seal type things that people need for their special documents.
That's true. We do notary services, and notary services is getting to be a big part of our business, as well as taking passport photos, a couple things. And another thing that we do at our store on 41st Street, we have blueprint capability printing. So besides the large format, we can do blueprint scanning and printing for you. We also do 3D printing, which is kind of a unique item in Sioux Falls. So.
And I'm working on doing special things with you guys a week from this coming Tuesday when I will be at your UPS headquarters in Louisville.
And yeah, that should be exciting. The amount of packages that they work with in a day is just amazing. So that you'll be very you'll be impressed at the efficiency of how they run their systems.
And I have learn to talk to your marketing people in Louisville and Atlanta in the last few days. So I'm looking forward to that, including you guys. I always tell them about how you're doing. You guys are doubling or at least going up 50% in the number of stores you have here, and they're impressed.
Yeah, so. It's a good thing. As Sioux Falls grows, I'm glad we can grow with it. That's a very good thing.
All right, Paul. Sorry about how you spell UPS. That was not nice on a Friday morning. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Mr. Ron Nelson, Nelson Commercial Properties, Nelson Commercial Real Estate. And this morning, you're a little busy, as you always seem to be, and the workforce is a key word of what we're going to talk about.
Well, it is, Bill, and I mean, it's I almost am worn out hearing about workforce in our town, and I shouldn't be, and I don't mean to sound cynical or anything like that, and this is, you know, a forum on real estate, so, you know, what in the world are we talking about workforce for? But, you know, it has a direct impact on, you know, what we do, you know, because we're recruiting businesses to come to town, and I just help them find, you know, their property to lease, to purchase, their land, you know, whatever. But, you know, you get stopped in your tracks if they have the opinion that, yeah, you know, we're not so sure we want to come to your town. You know, we're not going to be able to put a staff together. And I'm just here to say that, you know, that is not true. You know, we are a little commercial real estate firm. There's larger firms than us in town. We're all doing business. We're all bringing businesses to town, making deals and growing our markets. And we wouldn't be doing that, you know, if we didn't have a good workforce. A couple of examples, you know, we talk about in the past, the new business downtown, a month or two ago opened Primp, which is just a small ladies apparel boutique. You know, they worked hard. They figured it out. You know, that's a smaller example. Fairway Foods at 41st and Sycamore, which we just opened, you know, a larger example. And then this week, also on Phillips Avenue, another one of our deals, Backyard Grill, this barbecue place right across the street from Duluth Trading. Again, they're not going to be opening, and restaurants are among the hardest to find workers, and they're not going to be opening if they can't staff it. And I was just in there last night, their second day, and they're just real excited. You know, we've got great people in our town, but we've got another new business that, you know, the retail ones, of course, get a little bit more of the media attention and so forth, but there's a lot of other businesses. We certainly do office work as well. A new company just came to town called Advanced Medical, and this is essentially, Amy would probably not like how I refer to this, but kind of like a headhunter firm or a recruiting firm is what they do. And they are a very specialty type of recruiting firm. They staff for travel therapists, things like physical therapy, things like that. I'm not trying to do specifically a plug for them, but just kind of talk a little bit about them. But then kind of just as it relates to workforce, and it's a kind of a cool story because for one thing, Amy is coming back home. She went to O'Gorman High School from Sioux Falls earlier in life, moved out, moved on, has been living in Florida, and got this connection with this company, Advanced Medical, and done well for the company. They said, you know, hey, we would like to promote you and open a new office somewhere. Our business is unique. You can kind of go anywhere, girl. So where would you like to go? And she said Sioux Falls. And, you know, so if our workforce was indeed a problem, why in the world would she come to town here? But this is her home. You know, we've done so many great things here. It's really fun to bring bright and sharp people back to our market. But again, you know, the dilemma, well, if you've got a tough labor market, why would you come here and build a new company? She's doing great. This is not a large company. They're probably going to have at peak probably 25 people. But, you know, they don't even have their office space situated. I was literally in there yesterday. They've got computers out and boxes and all that. They're working in temporary quarters for the first month because they're that anxious to get going. She started off with seven people, hiring five more on the 19th and probably 4 to 8 more later, probably into October. But she just says, you know what, that stuff we hear about, Bill, but, you know, she just reemphasizes it and is experiencing it in a real way right now with the people she's hiring. But she just says, you know, it's that Midwestern work ethic. And, you know, we've got offices throughout the country. She's a go-getter. And she's saying, you know, we're going to show them, we're going to show this company how strong Sioux Falls is going to be. We're going to raise the bar. You know, we are going to be second to none in terms of what we're doing out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota with our labor force. So I guess the message I'm trying to bring back, circle back, Bill, to real estate is, you know, for anybody that's looking to open a business or expand or whatever and has trepidation about our workforce, you know, I'm here to tell you, you know, if you're having challenges, then perhaps you need to up your game in terms of creating a culture to make you a desirable employer, because that's what they're doing. As a matter of fact, this company was featured on Fox News in 2014 for their work environment. You know, in Sioux Falls, Bill, we have food truck Fridays at Advanced Medical. In some of their offices, they had beer carts Fridays. So trying to figure that one out in conjunction with a work environment. But I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued, huh? That sounds like kind of a fun place to work. But, you know, it's things like that that they're doing. You know, their philosophy is we work hard, and nothing wrong with playing hard as well. And so, you know, with a culture like that, you know, we have employees in Sioux Falls, and, you know, it's we could say the same thing in the real estate business. There are areas that are very tight. Retail space is very tight, you know, like 3% vacancy, which is, you know, right in there with that employment number of, you know, in the high twos, low threes for Sioux Falls. But guess what? You know, we figured it out. And so things are rocking here. I am just about dripping wet, Bill, from getting out of the shower, because I had an early conference call with Amsterdam, if you can believe it, because and I'm getting ready to, you know, get on the road as well today for an out of town thing I have going. But, you know, that's just how busy we are. And good. So our market is still strong, and, you know, Sioux Falls continues to rock and roll.
He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Commercial Properties, Nelson Commercial Real Estate. Ron, how do they reach you if they have questions?
Our website is nfornelsoncommercial.com, and that's probably the easiest way to find us rather than writing down phone numbers and all that. My cell number, our office number is in there, as well as profiles on our associates. And, you know, we love what we do. We're passionate about our city and passionate about helping people find solutions in their properties.
Ron, we appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Very good. Thanks, Bill. Have a great week.
We're going to talk about Grand Living, one of those projects that's being built in the next segment. But I need to mention Comfort King. It's that time of year where we're seeing a change of seasons, the weather changing constantly. And if you've got a lot going on as you go from summer to fall and thinking about all that goes with school and the football games and all that we talk about on the show, you need to have a good night's sleep. For me, it starts with Comfort King. Hit the hay at night. If you want to watch a little TV, you could do that, fall asleep watching, or just know that you're going to be able to sleep well because you made a good return on your investment. I went to see Chris Larson and those at the factory located near the Royal Fork, located near the mall. My wife and I picked out a bed that would work for us. Hadn't done it in about 15 years, so it was kind of new. So to see how they build it, what they do with it, and actually have a feel that we can get a good night's sleep, makes a difference. Our advice, don't go ask for the Zortman model or the Wooster model or a Ron Nelson model. Go ask for one that fits you and your family. Actually try it out. See it made. It'll make a difference for your family. Well, we just heard Ron Nelson, Nelson Commercial Properties, talking about all that's happening in Sioux Falls. And this is something we've been talking about for some time. And that's the Grand Living at Lake Loraine. And we're going to kind of tease you along a little this morning. Kelly Wolt, Sales and Marketing, and Laura Preheim is with us. She's the Executive Director. And you guys got some things that you want to talk about, even whet the appetites a little further this morning. Where do you want to start with this, Kelly?
First of all, thank you for having Laura and I on your show today. And yes, we wanted to talk about our informational meeting open house that we have scheduled for next Tuesday, September 13th. It will be at 10 o'clock in the morning and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're having the open house and informational meetings at the Clubhouse Hotel and Suites here in Sioux Falls. So we would just like to invite those that are interested in learning more about Grand Living at Lake Lorraine to come join us for the informational meetings and open house.
Laura, who wants to come and what are you going to answer?
You know, we're really inviting anybody that's interested in our community that wants to learn more about our residents, the lifestyle that we're creating, the services that we're providing in our community. So adult children, individuals that want to see what senior living is all about, individuals that are interested in memory care, assisted living, or independent living services. We're really just asking those individuals to come join us and learn more about our community and what we have to offer and what they can offer to our community as well. So we're really excited to have individuals join us. If people are not able to attend our meeting next Tuesday, we also have an information center, and it's open 7 days a week. You're able to call ahead and just let us know if you're interested and want to learn more, but you can't make it to that Tuesday meeting, give us a call. Our phone number is 605-940-4118. Otherwise, you could also visit our website, www.grandliving.com. And there's also opportunities to send us an email, request some information, ask questions there, and then just check out our community.
There has been a lot of talk about our boomers getting older, and this comes at the right time, probably the right location. The Van Buskirks have been with us talking about it as well. They're very proud of what you guys are doing.
We're very excited as well. I know we discussed that on our last show. We have the opportunity really to serve the Sioux Falls community, a generation that built Sioux Falls and made Sioux Falls great. So we are excited about offering a community that can give back to Sioux Falls and the people that made it great.
So you guys have been answering questions, the kind of questions people are having. What are they asking you about?
Well, they're asking us really what is going to set us apart, what's going to distinguish us from other senior living communities.
And what do you tell them?
And we are telling them some great things to come. Definitely come check us out and ask. But what the three things that we're really focusing on is our age in place concept that we have. Individuals won't have to relocate within our community to get additional services. They will have services that are able to be brought to them. We will have a memory care community within our community. And we will also have three different dining venues within our community, so opportunities to enjoy a variety of menus and options. And then our Facets activity program, that is really going to be the culture of our community, opportunities for individuals to get involved, interests about their social life, their health and wellness, their lifelong learning opportunities, interests in their legacy and how can they share their legacy with grandkids and family members or friends. And then opportunities to focus on their spirituality. So it's a really exciting, diverse facets of individuals' life that we're really trying to embrace. And it's a diverse approach to enjoying daily life.
Now, I do a lot of marketing with a lot of people. The one thing that's unique about this is you're telling people you're going to open several months before you've opened. That doesn't happen much in this business, but it does let people plan.
Correct.
And we have had a lot of people on the air and say, you need to plan for those years. You're giving them an opportunity now between now and February, which is still the date that we're looking at.
February 2017, sure.
To make their plans, because you never can plan too early.
And isn't that true? You know, one of the nice things is getting in with a community early so that you can develop those friendships, those neighbors, those networks and support groups. As you need services, you can get them, but also opportunities that maybe you weren't exposed to. And senior living really is just a great connection and lifestyle opportunity to be connected and to find new joys and explore different interests. So
you don't have to dread it. You plan it.
You plan it. Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot of individuals that are inquiring with us. They're starting that process. So what a great journey to be on and to think ahead and do those planning.
All right. For those that missed our first couple of minutes, let's tell them about the events next week.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Once again, we're having informational meetings and an open house next Tuesday, September 13th, at 10 o'clock in the morning and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the meetings are going to be held at the Clubhouse Hotel and Suites here in Sioux Falls, which is on South Louise Avenue. Please give me a call if you have questions, and my number is 605-940-4118, or you can certainly send me an email if you have questions about the event, and my email is kwolt@grandliving.com. And as Laura said, if the informational meetings don't fit into your schedule, please drop by our informational center at Grand Living at Lake Lorraine, and that is at 2815 Southwest Lake Drive. So we look forward to hearing from you and answering any questions and meeting you.
For those new to the area, how do they find Lake Lorraine?
Lake Lorraine is located right off of Marion Road, and you can take 32nd Street west, east. Oh, now
depends on where you're coming from.
Really? Yeah, actually, yeah. That's true. But if you take Westlake Drive and head south, you'll be able to find us. We're at the south tip of Lake Lorraine. So.
And you got till February to find it anyway, right?
Ah, come join us.
All right. We appreciate Laura Preheim, Executive Director, Kelly Wolt, Sales and Marketing, Grand Living in Lake Lorraine, joining us. Keep us updated. People are circling the calendar, February 2017.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you today.
Yes.
Are you frustrated with D.C. politics? If so, you're not alone. South Dakota Farmers Union is sending a group of members to Washington, D.C. on your behalf to educate members of Congress on the issues currently affecting rural South Dakota. The package agenda includes issues like the TPP trade agreement, the renewable fuel standard, and the unfortunate reality surrounding low commodity prices and declining farm income. If you have any comments or concerns you'd like to add, contact the Farmers Union State Office at 605-352-6761, and they'll take them to our nation's capital.
I'm Tony Bachman. You know what I think is cool? Looking up and seeing those gray F-16s carve up the Sioux Falls sky. You know why? Okay, this might surprise you, but each state has a National Guard. Though they work for the national military, they're independent. In fact, those F-16s answer to our own governor, Dennis Dugard. So when I look up and see those jets, I'm really seeing South Dakota in its independent action, all part of a pretty awesome country. Next time you hear and see those jets, have a little South Dakota pride. Please don't forget it. Oh, and while you're at it, don't forget me. I may not fly F-16s, but as a realtor, I can sell your home, which is pretty cool, too.
That's Tony Bachman. Tony Bachman Group at Keller Williams Realty. If you're searching for the perfect home, it can be like finding a needle in a haystack. In today's real estate market, locating your perfect home requires a real estate professional like Tony Bachman, who has the knowledge and systems to respond quickly. As a part of the Tony Bachman Group, we listen to our clients, understand each person's needs, giving you a distinct edge over other buyers and sellers.
I still can't fly an F-16, but as a realtor, I can sell your home.
Where the most important viewpoint is yours. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back. It's your business. And as we like to do on Fridays, we like to close the first hour with Sanford. Diana Patterson, are you with me this morning?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Always nice to talk with Sanford. Maybe tie some people together with various opportunities, and I understand IT and coding is what we're talking about this morning.
Yes, definitely. Well, I kind of wanted to lift up the non-clinical roles that we have at Sanford. Oftentimes, people just think the medical positions, doctors and nurses, but we really do have a lot of non-clinical opportunities. Some in the IT department, of course, but we have a patient financial services department, too. And so if folks are out there that have a customer service and a call center background, that skill set is needed in our patient financial services department and also within our health plan.
She's Diana Patterson from Sanford. How do people get started?
Great question. Just go on to careers at sanfordhealth.org. And pick your region, because we do have Sioux Falls, Bismarck, Bemidji, and Fargo. And then that opens up our career board with all of the positions listed.
We have a lot of people, and I think Mayor Huther has said that we have maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people that move into Sioux Falls every year. And some of those have to be because of job reasons. And sometimes members of the family come along because a husband or the wife is getting the primary job, and they're looking for opportunities. Maybe Sanford's an answer.
Yeah, that's a great point, definitely. We love to, you know, get in front of the new people that come to our wonderful city. And if there are any questions as people go out and look at the job board, can always call and we can give them a little more information. Sometimes those job descriptions are a little broad, but we can certainly answer questions.
Diana Patterson from Sanford, one last time, how they find your website?
careers@sanfordhealth.org.
All right, we will talk next week.
Thank you.
Have a big second hour coming up where we're going to talk about marching into the light. We're going to meet a guy by the name of Greenway who is in the final four of being named Mr. Pig of the pig industry in America. You're going to meet Brad Greenway at the top of the next hour. But we need to mention, too, that we're going to give away two tickets next hour to the SDSU Drake football game later on next hour. And again, we have two tickets that we're going to give away. We'll announce when we're giving them away, and you'll call in at the number that we will give you at that time. It's an easy number to remember. Trust me, we've given it before. But if you'd like to go to the game, we have two tickets. It'll be the first game in the new stadium. And we appreciate our friends at Holt McDowell for sharing those with us. And you'll probably be sitting with some of the Holt McDowell people who will be at that game supporting SDSU as they play tomorrow. Need to mention a couple of things. Our friends from South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology are in their board meeting this morning. They could not be with us. One of the things that they have coming up, in addition to the trip that I'll be on across the great state of Kentucky with 20, 30 manufacturing companies from the Dakotas, is a Dakota Manufacturing Day Summit that is scheduled for Watertown, sponsored by South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology and Lake Area Technical Institute on October 5th. Again, that will be at 1201 Arrow Avenue Northeast in Watertown, and you can go to the website for South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology. That's STMTS at USD.edu. You have a chance to jump on board and do that. And there's also an event for students. Sioux Falls School District is invited to participate in the student video contest. Sioux Falls and surrounding area districts invited to compete in a video contest. The timeline for the contest will end in February. And again, if you have questions on that, go to that same website that we talked about. What's so cool about manufacturing? This is what it is all about. One of the reasons that we do year to year, talking about manufacturing in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa. For now, though, our time is up. Thank you for yours.